and welcome to this very special edition of the Spider Jones Family Trivia Collection. I am the Spider, and today we will pay special tribute to the innumerable contributions Afro-Americans and other individuals of African descent have made to humanity. Now, your knowledge will be both tested and challenged in areas of civil rights, education, military, arts, sports, politics, music, entertainment, literature, and history. And we know that this special edition will serve as a great source of pride and inspiration to all those of African heritage, also serving as a great source of insight and information to others. Now, here's how it's going to work. We'll begin by warming you up with some easy questions. As we progress through each round, the Spider is going to make it, let's just say, a little more challenging. Now, there's a rule we have to adhere to. You will be allotted 5 seconds to answer each question. So if you are ready, let's kick it off. And remember, a family that plays together stays together. Let's get going. First question. In December of 1955, this courageous Afro-American woman sparked the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott by defiantly refusing to surrender her seat to a white passenger in the white section of the bus. Rosa Parks. And by the way, did you know Rosa Parks was fined $10 plus $4 court cost for that public disobedience? Music lovers will love this question. This Afro-American female singer, along with this R&B vocal group, own the all-time record for their tune staying the longest period of time at number one on the U.S. Billboard charts. Name them! Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men in 1995 with their collaboration of One Sweet Day stayed at number one for 16 consecutive weeks. Wow. All right, here's a great one. This Afro-American gained international fame during the Berlin Olympics in 1936 by becoming the first American athlete to win 4 gold medals at one Olympic Games. Jesse Owens. Let's continue. Can you name this superstar singer-songwriter who is credited with mentoring the career of teen heartthrob Justin Bieber? It was Usher. This Afro-American couple topped the 2010 Forbes list as the highest earners of the year. Name them. Jay-Z and Beyoncé. This Barbados-born, hit-making, multi-Grammy award-winning diva exploded on the scene with Disturbia, Take a Bow, and Umbrella. Name her. Rihanna. Name the flamboyant, trash-talking boxer who defeated Rocky Balboa in the classic movie Rocky. Apollo Creed. Next question. Oh, I love this one. This legendary Brazilian soccer star is the only player to win 3 World Cups. Can you name him? It's Pelé. That's right, Pelé. And by the way, did you know that Pelé was only 17 when he won his first World Cup? the youngest player to ever do so. This network of secret passages and safe houses was used by abolitionists to lead slaves into free states and Canada. What was it called? The Underground Railroad. And did you know, by the way, that the great Wild Bill Hickok's father's farm was one of the stops on the Underground Railroad? In 1964, three civil rights workers were kidnapped in Mississippi and brutally murdered by members of a white supremacist group. Name this notorious group. The Ku Klux Klan. Did you know the movie Mississippi Burning was inspired by this tragic event? This Afro-American actress, talk show host, and comedian won an Oscar as the Best Supporting Actress in the 1991 movie classic Ghost. Whoopi Goldberg. All right, folks, this is a sort of a who am I question. In 1992, I was the NBA number one draft pick. That very same year, I was voted the NBA Rookie of the Year. Who am I? Shaquille O'Neal. This Alabama-born, Detroit-raised fighter holds the record for the most heavyweight champion title defenses. The Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, he made 25 successful defenses of his title. And did you know that Louis was also the longest reigning heavyweight champion in history? He held the title over 11 years. This iconic poet, rapper once made this quote during an interview. How can you expect a boy to be a man without a man to teach him? The late Tupac Shakur. All right, we're into the last question of round one. In 2011, this actor, producer, director, and studio owner was named by Forbes magazine as Hollywood's highest earner. Tyler Perry.